Cactus.
Welcome to the botnet. We love you.
What can I do for you?
Oh, I was just calling about the computer you brought in.
Yes.
We noticed that there was a lot of... We cleaned underneath the keys on the keyboard because they were so messy.
Okay.
And there was a lot of marijuana under the keys.
What?
Lots of marijuana was under the keys. So, like...
Marijuana?
Yeah, it seems like somebody's been smoking marijuana while they use the computer.
Nobody in this house even smokes regular cigarettes.
I know, they're smoking marijuana cigarettes, because there's a ton of it under the keys. And
that computer is always in my sight. Nobody gets around this computer unless I'm around it.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just saying, you know, there's a lot of marijuana, and that was affecting the you know, speed of the computer and all that. But, you know, state law and all that, we had to call the authorities about all the marijuana that you were in possession of.
There's no marijuana under the keys in my computer. Who is this?
My name's Roy. I'm calling from...
I don't believe you.
Why don't you believe me?
Because it's not true. There could be no marijuana under my computer keys because nobody smokes marijuana here.
But
and that computer is never out of my sight.
I don't understand how you don't believe me, though, because, I mean, how would I have your number if I'm not from...
Well, anybody could get my number.
How would they know that you're, you know, that you're, that you brought a computer into... No, not just anybody would know that.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, so what are you calling me and telling me that for?
So do you believe yet that I'm calling from...
No.
Okay, well, I'll come clean with you. I'm just a prank phone caller. There's no marijuana under your keyboard, believe it or not.
I know that.
Okay. I'm just...
Why are you calling me?
It's a prank call. Do you want to know how I found out about your computer, though?
Yes.
This is the crazy part. Okay, so I called... And I said, hey, I'm your boss. I'm calling from the corporate office. And then I told them to please give me all of the phone numbers for all of their customers that brought computers in. And they did it. So you should yell at them about that when you pick up your computer.
Like, well, I don't think that they would do that because they would know who their boss was.
No, I said I'm calling from the corporate office.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
It does to them, because I said, hey, I'm calling from the corporate office. It seems like there's a problem with your computer system.
You know what? I think you're full of crap, and I'm not going to continue this conversation.
I'm being honest with you, ma'am. Okay, she's gone. So this is the second episode of the Snowplow Show. In this episode, we're going to be messing with customers of, you know, big box, large chain computer repair services. And I'm not going to mention any names, but you can probably imagine who they are. And just like any other large company on Earth, they are completely willing to give out their customers' phone numbers just because we call in and say, hey, I'm your boss. Give me everything, all your information. So I'm going to play a couple more calls, and we'll get into just how easy it is to get the information from these companies.
Hello?
Oh, hi. My name's Garth. I'm calling from...
Oh, yeah?
This is about your computer?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were not able to fix it, and we found a bunch of spiders in there. It was really, really gross. Really sorry about that. It's gone in the trash. We had to scrap metal that bad boy.
Wait, seriously, from today?
Yeah, today it was like this weird spider laid a bunch of weird, crazy eggs. One of them had 10 eyes. And if my name ain't Garth, I had to chuck that puppy right in the dumpster. Sorry about that, man.
Is this a joke? Wait, seriously?
No. I put my hand in a stack of Bibles. Ain't no joke, baby. Ain't no joking. It's a bummer, yeah. It's just a big old bummer. We can do, there's a lot of different options we can do. We can give you a 10% discount on a new computer. We can do a 30% discount on a used computer. And we could give you,
Was my computer not covered by though? Like, that's not accidental.
It was covered by, but that recovery ended 2 months ago. Big bummer, big frowny face. I got one too. But we're going to turn that frown upside down. That's my job. And if my name ain't Garth, I'll tell you, lady, we're going to get you a 30% discount on a new computer. That's what I promise you today.
Do you mind if you can hold up one moment? Can I get my dad on this conversation?
Yeah, get daddy. Get daddy. Let's talk to daddy. Bring him to Garth. Bring daddy to Garth.
Okay.
Hello?
This is Roy from... You brought your computer in to have it fixed?
Yes.
I'm looking through your files right now, and I found your porn directory, and I was wondering if you would like to exchange porn. Like, I can have all of your porn, and then I'll add all of my porn into it. So,
what are you talking about?
Your porn, all your collection of porn. I was hoping that maybe...
Who is this? This is midnight. Who is calling?
This is Roy from...
From...
Yes, we're open late tonight, because it's a video game release night.
Well, I'm not open tonight.
Well, we are. What I'm asking, can we swap porn? Like, can I have your porn collection, and I'm going to put my porn...
I don't have any porn on my computer.
No, there's a lot of porn in here. It's okay. You don't have to be ashamed of enjoying porn. Everybody enjoys porn.
Listen. Goodbye.
What? Why? Why are you hanging up?
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah. Listen, we looked at your computer, and it appears your BLT drive has gone AWOL. So we're going to have to replace the whole thing.
Replace the entire what?
The motherboard and everything. It's just fried to hell.
Okay.
Did you have children pouring orange juice into it by chance?
No. Not that I'm aware of.
Hi, Mrs. Rowe?
Yes?
Hi, this is Kevin Mitnick from... I was calling about the computer. Your case just got transferred to me, and I need to know exactly what the problem was.
It all of a sudden got very slow, very, very slow, like 20, 30 minutes to change. It was very difficult to click it to close a document. It just wouldn't, you know, you get an hourglass.
Okay, I think I see what the problem is. Your problem is that you are running Windows. Windows is the biggest virus known to man. Now what we have to do is completely reformat your hard drive and install Linux. Linux is an exciting new operating system for elite hackers. And all cool people use Linux and only terrorists use Windows. So we will install Linux and you will have no more problems and not be a terrorist.
I don't get it. You mean we've got, how much is that going to cost?
It's actually free. Linux is 100% free.
So what about my data and everything that's on the computer? The pictures and my documents?
Well, unfortunately, Windows tends to lock that stuff because it is made by people that love Al-Qaeda and they hate freedom.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak with Vicky, please?
I'm speaking.
This is Steve Petrie.
Oh, how you doing?
Good. Have you received your computer back from us yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. It looks like someone has picked it up already, so that's why I was calling. That wasn't you?
No.
He asked whose name it was under, and so when I told him it was under Vicky's name, he said he was Vicky, so I just gave him the computer.
You gave him my computer?
He said
it was a guy?
Yeah, he said he was Vicky.
How come you gave them... No, I'm the only one that would...
I'm new here, and I completely forgot to check for ID. Just to inform you, we've had some kids that are up to no good that got a hold of some customer information, started making prank calls.
Okay.
So just as a heads up, in case anything sounds suspicious with this phone call, it could be because of that.
Is this really...
No, this is one of the kids making the prank call.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm sure your computer is just fine. And on behalf of the I don't work for, I'm sorry for wasting your time or causing any inconvenience.
You got me all confused here. Are you joking or what?
Yeah, no, I am joking. This is a prank call. So it's just, I'm one of the kids that just likes to play silly jokes.
How did you get my number? How did you get my information? How did you even know I dropped it off?
Let's take a quick break for everyone's favorite part of the Snowplow Show, which is obviously listening to messages on the Phone Losers of America answering machine.
Hey, Brent, I just wanted to say I heard the new Snowplow Show, and aside from a couple of the more angrier calls, it was fucking stupid. I don't think you should call PLA Radio Snowplow. because I think that's fucking stupid. I'm not going to bother to listen to the phone show to find out why you wanted to call it Snowflow. Matter of fact, I'm glad the phone show's gone because it's fucking stupid. So I'll be looking forward to a new PLA radio episode in the next few weeks. I'd like to listen to that because you do really ingenious stuff on those episodes. But as for the Snowflow and the phone show stuff, that was fucking stupid. So, yeah, man, get back to your good stuff and great phone calls. And, you know, you can keep the Cardine calls coming if you want. If you think they're fucking stupid, you can stop. But I like when people get angry and yell at you and say, hey, motherfucker. I think that's funny. All the other stuff you do is kind of fucking stupid. I want you inside me.
Hey, RBCP. It's Dozer. I'm a fan out of Michigan, and this is my first day back to college today, and I wanted to let Phone Losers know that I wrote PLA Radio and PhoneLosers.com, I hope that's the right URL, on every single desk and every single bathroom stall that I used and I sat at today. I love the show, and keep doing your thing, man. It's fucking awesome. Listen to the podcast, like, all day. All right, man, Cactus.
Say it ain't so, RBCP. Say it ain't so. Where's the phone show? Where's Jack's iRadio? Oh my god, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go kill myself like Matt Hillock is. Jump off a building.
It's not leaving a message at the tone. It's leaving a message after the tone. As in afterthetone.net. Welcome to the botnet. We love you.
It's no longer going to be a fuck job to edit.
If you'd like to leave a message for the Snowplow Show, you can call 814-422-5309. Before I continue with a few more pranks to computer repair customers, I'm going to play a short clip of myself actually getting the phone numbers of the customers so that you can see how easy it usually is.
This is Chris speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Mark from the corporate office with...
Yes, sir?
Was the department there? Were you having problems with your computer systems? It seems like now the orders are coming through on this end.
All right, hold on 1 second. Let me ask the guys. I hadn't made a... today. Give me 1 second. All right, the guy said that they hadn't had any trouble. They said every order they put through, no issues on our end.
Oh, okay, because it seems like we're not receiving them here on this end. The IT department was wanting me to get the phone numbers from the last few orders just to see if they come up on their end.
All right, let me take a look. There we go. There's one from today. Let's see what's going on.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Sure.
I got 3, 2, 4.
Okay.
All right, let me see what else we can find.
Oh, could I get just the name on that one?
Rodrigo. And that's... E-L.
Okay.
The last name.
That's just a computer repair then?
Yeah, that's a laptop. Just checked in under tech support.
Okay. There's at least one of the companies we've done this to that has issued memos to their stores and employees telling them not to give out information to people over the phone because of how incredibly dumb that is. But the memos didn't do any good. They told us about the memos, and it was just as easy as before to get the data from the employees about the customers. So I guess what you can learn from that is to never leave your house again!
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about your computer. My name is Cross with... I understand you left your computer machine here?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and what did you do to it this time? Why did you mess it up again?
I haven't messed it up again.
You have again, because you obviously really mess up this computer. You don't know how to use it?
Yes, I know how to use it.
Do you know how to turn it on? And do
yes,
things?
I know how to turn it on.
All right, so why is it not working? Because this isn't clear to me here. It doesn't even start at all right now.
Because I lost Internet Explorer.
You lost the Blue E?
Yes.
Okay, well... Why did you get the iPhone instead of this computer? Because you don't know how to use a computer.
I know how to use a computer, mister.
Well, The confusion is because we had you down as Patricia. Someone thought your name was Pat. I don't know. Do you go by Pat?
Yes, I do.
Well, they were thinking that you were a man because of Pat.
Well, I'm not.
I know. You're now, obviously now we know that you're not a man, you're a woman, and that's the problem. That's why you shouldn't have a computer.
What's it going to cost to fix it?
Well, since you're not cooperating with me and I'm having to work overtime overnight, it's like 12:30 in the morning now, it's going to cost you an extra $200 because it's overtime hours now.
Well, just forget it then.
Well, I already started fixing it. It's too late now. So.
Well, I'm not paying $200 overtime to fix it.
Well, how much did you want to pay?
They gave me a price yesterday.
Right.
And it was about $200.
Okay, so you don't want to pay the extra $200 for me to fix it for you tonight?
Not tonight, no.
All right, well then, I'm going to have to send it to Russia. There's a computer company in Russia called Adventuring Computers.
Don't send it anywhere.
Well, I already got the label printed out.
I don't care. Don't send it anywhere.
Well, you'll have to pay for the shipping because I already paid for the shipping. It's... $200.
I'm not paying for the shipping. Cancel it.
Do you want me to put in a PSUL 775 or 755 in here?
I'll be by tomorrow and pick up the computer.
How long do you need Internet Explorer for? I can give it to you for 30 days then, and that's it.
All right.
For $200, you can only use a computer for 30 days, then you have to bring it in, and you're going to get a Macintosh Apple computer instead.
Don't download it, Dan. Just leave it.
It's already downloaded. It's on here on the computer.
I'm not paying $200 for it.
Do you want me to take it off?
Take it off.
Well, for me to take it, I have to hit the computer with a hammer to break it.
Good.
All right. And I dropped the computer in accident, and the screen, like the part where the screen connects, I think I broke it. So that's like another $50 to fix it.
I'm not paying another $50 to fix it when it was your fault.
Well, it was an accident.
I don't care if it was.
I'm not liable for accidents because you don't know how to use a computer and you had to leave it here.
Look, I'll pick up the damn computer as soon as I can.
All right, well, if you want the computer back, you need to give the $200 for the repair plus $200 overtime plus $50.
No, I'm not giving you an extra $200 for overtime.
No, and also plus $50 because I dropped it.
Look, fella, I've had it with you. I'll pick up the computer as soon as I can.
Okay.
And I'm not paying you anything extra.
Did you put pornography on here? What's this pornography?
There is no pornography on it.
There's a black man with his penis outside. His penis is sticking out of his pants. And he's touching his penis.
I've had it. That's enough.
His penis.
There is no pornography on it.
There's a penis on here.
I don't care if there is. Leave it alone.
Penis. How many penises are on this computer? Tell me.
Son of a bitch.
What are you talking about?
There's a penis on here. What's this pornography doing on there?
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about your computer that you brought into...
Oh, yeah.
I just needed... Well, I mean, Jonathan's on the thing. I don't even... Is this his wife?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I can get your permission then. I just wanted permission to copy all of his files for my own personal use.
Okay, you've lost me here. You want to copy my personal files?
Yeah, all of the personal files, just for myself.
Why would you want to do that? Those are my personal files.
Well, oh, are they yours or are they your husband's?
Mine.
Oh, okay.
My computer.
There was just good, like, I like the pictures and some of the music and stuff. And I added all of my music onto the hard drive for you to have, so it kind of evens out. Like, you're getting a lot of good stuff, but then I get a lot of good stuff in return.
So I would prefer not. No, you do not have permission to do that.
I uploaded all of my music to your hard drive and my pictures. My, you know, pictures and video collection.
You've uploaded yours to my hard drive or mine to yours?
I've sent all of my personal collection of media, like all of my pirated movies and music and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I put that all on your computer. And so I figured you could return the favor and let me have all of your files. They say I have to get permission.
You do not have permission.
Oh, because I already did it, though. Does that mean
who are you?
I have to delete everything now?
Who are you?
My name is Roy.
Okay, Roy, and do you work for...
Yes, ma'am.
You do?
I'm the one repairing your computer right now.
Okay, repairing my computer doesn't mean you can steal anything on it.
Well,
you need to be professional and fix my computer without taking any of my stuff or doing anything to my computer.
Well, I am fixing it, but while I'm fixing it, I'm copying files.
I would rather you not.
Because I already copied them, though. Are you saying I have to delete them off of my own computer now?
You do.
But even the good stuff? Because, I mean, I really like some of the music.
I don't have... What music are you talking about?
Oh, there were some music files on there. I don't know if, you know, you're really into pirating music, but there's a lot of good music files and...
No, I do not pirate music. I don't... The only music I can even think that I put in there was a band of people that I know.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm into independent music and bands and stuff like that, so...
Oh, well, they're famous enough, but these are relatives. So, no, I really don't want you doing that.
Okay. Well, can I just, like, read your documents and stuff, but I won't actually copy them?
Are you kidding me?
No, because I get bored. I mean, I'm running the diagnostics and stuff, and it takes a while.
No, I don't want you...
Like, have something to read, and, like...
I don't care. Get a book. Go to the library.
It's like when I need to go use the restroom and stuff, I'll take your laptop in and just read things.
Okay, this is a big joke, right?
No, it's not a joke, ma'am.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I don't know why you think this is a joke. My manager was angry with me for copying your files and said I have to call you.
I got in trouble. Your manager fire your ass. So what you need to do is...
You don't need to curse at me. I have your computer here. I could erase everything on your computer with one click. How would you like that? So don't be cursing at me on the phone and threatening me with being fired and everything.
Hello?
Hi, is this Chase?
Yes.
Hi, this is Dale. I'm calling from... You brought your...
Okay, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. You brought your computer in. We did an analysis of the bacteria and stuff underneath the keyboard. It seems like there's a lot of marijuana underneath the keys. So we've had to confiscate your computer, you know, into evidence for illegal drug use.
There's what?
We're going to have to call the authorities about your illegal drug use because there was a lot of marijuana underneath the keys.
There must be some mistake. My Samsung laptop?
Yeah, your Samsung. There was a, like, underneath the keys, you know, the keys that you type on, what? There's a lot of marijuana underneath.
I mean, did you put it there? Because there's no way there should be marijuana.
Oh, you don't need to accuse us of putting marijuana under the keys. This is a drug-free environment.
As a lawyer, I'm not saying that you did it. I'm just saying that, like, what? Click.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm afraid you're not going to be able to get your laptop back because of all this marijuana. I'm just sorry. It's just policy here. We don't... It's a drug-free environment, and we just...
Wow, that is... I mean, I don't know what to say. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous that you would be, you know, just bringing in a computer filled with marijuana.
I was obviously unaware that a computer is filled with marijuana.
That happens when you smoke marijuana. You don't think about things.
I don't smoke marijuana. That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like,
you don't smoke marijuana?
No, sir.
Do you have a spouse?
My dad's a lawyer.
I don't
smoke marijuana.
A spouse? Do you have a spouse or maybe kids that are smoking marijuana while using your laptop? Because there was a lot of it.
I was in a fraternity at my fraternity, yeah, so that very well did.
Oh. So you're in a fraternity, but you don't smoke marijuana. I kind of find that hard to believe, especially since all this marijuana is here under the keys.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this Tony?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Roy from about your computer that you brought in.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know that I accidentally deleted the entire hard drive. I was wondering if you had your Windows install disk.
You accidentally deleted what?
The hard drive, like all the data from your computer. I accidentally just erased it all. Sorry about that.
The whole thing is deleted?
Yeah, I erased it all.
You erased it all.
Yeah, I was wondering if you had the install disk so I could reinstall your operating system.
I don't know.
You don't know if you have the install disk? Did you pirate it?
Excuse me?
Did you pirate the operating system? Like, you know, did you download it from the internet?
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay. I'll just put Linux on it. I'll put Linux on your computer.
What happens now?
I'm sorry?
What happens now?
Oh, I'm just going to put Linux on your computer. It's a better operating system. It's faster. You just can't run any Windows stuff or Mac stuff ever again.
But what about all my data?
Oh, it's all gone forever. Sorry.
All right. Thank you.
Did you have a lot of important stuff on there?
Excuse me?
Did you have a lot of important data on your computer?
I had some.
Like what?
Well, you erased also the pictures?
Yeah, I erased everything. Like all the pictures, all the porn documents.
Oh, that's it. What porn?
There's a lot of porn on your computer.
Oh, the fucking kids.
I'm sorry, what?
No, nothing.
Is it your kids downloading porn?
Yeah.
Ah, fucking kids.
It tells me no. All right.
Did you have any important pictures on there? What are you going to miss the most on your laptop?
My pictures, the other stuff I could get.
Yeah. What do you have pictures of?
My godchild.
Oh.
I put them in a file, and I guess the file's gone.
You put the picture in the file?
Yeah. I guess the files are gone too, right?
Oh, yeah. The pictures and the files are gone. Pretty much everything. You've lost everything. Just years of memories. Gone. Just because I'm not very good at this.
You're not very good at this?
Yeah. I mean, like, I came here, you know, when I first worked here, I was the janitor. I was the night janitor after they closed. And they were just shorthanded at the, you know, the area. And they're like, hey, do you want to repair computers? And I'm like, I don't really know much about computers, but...
Tell me this is a joke.
Why would you think this is a joke? Like, I feel horrible about this.
I think that's fucking stupid.
I erased pictures of your godchildren.
Who is this?
I'm Roy from... ex-janitor.
No. No, you can't be.
Why...
No.
Look, I just want to say I'm sorry about your pictures and all your data.
Alright.
And tell your godchildren I'm sorry. And I'm going to beg the manager to let me be a janitor again, because I'm not good at that. I'm sorry?
You better.
I will, I promise. Have a good day, sir. That's the end of this episode. To subscribe to the Snowplow Show, you can go to phonelosers.org/snowplowshow and find links to the podcast feed, and there's even a video feed podcast for iTunes users. Or you can subscribe to the show on YouTube at youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica. Special thanks to Laugh Track Matt for the marijuana under the keyboard idea, which is something that I think he came up with during a phone show episode earlier this year, and I'm completely stealing it from him without permission. Also thanks to Petty Pranks for hopefully being okay with me using his computer repair prank call that happened also earlier this year. By the way, I've gotten some complaints about playing too much Rappy McRapperson on the show and other things that I put up on YouTube. So to switch things up a little, here's the latest song from a new musical group known as the Pool Boys. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yo, it's Baby Rappy, turn around, let me sing a song. So sing along as I clean the pond, I'll work for Harry Armstrong.
Yeah.
And for my city, I'm putting it on strong. From dusk till dawn, that duck's still long, I'm super strong when I cut the lawn. I'm the pool boy, I got the pool tools, mesh pool nets, and a flex with the mitt breath, dressed in the fishnet, spandex, man sweat, open up the steam grate, balance out the pH.
Yeah, that's right, pool boys!
I'm so handsome, see me on the Samsung, cleaning out your
people feeling like Ted Danson, dancing. Old ladies, I'm romancing. Tantric mantra, girl, you fancy. Trusting,
yeah,
it's
right.
A must that I'm busting. Trust me, guts get mushy when I'm lusting. Guffling, lunch me, huffing, puffing. Slap you on the ass.
Don't hush me, hussy.
I'm so handsome, hand you some bland gum. Trash, that's done, useless when the flavor's gone. But my flavor's strong, ding dong, super long. Wedding ring on, screaming yes when it's so wrong. Flex, then I glow, run, but let me switch the tools up. And if they hate, just let them hate. Watch the money pool up, nude but tuned up. Thrust it back, rub the juices on my mustache just for laughs. Oh, snaps, hold back, door slams and the floor creaks. Honey, I'm home. Like, oh shit, pull the sheets, roll the meat, sleek and sneak into my pool truck. I'm the pool boy, and I don't give a fuck.
Not a pool boy, but a squeegee man. Bathing you with powers that you don't understand. So move your ass to dance, wiggle in your pants. Give a giggle to your middle and right in Comic Sans. I heighten the demand, now throw up your hands. Bob's shelf in the room, got atomic plans. Hopefully romance, probably a chance. Forget about the cans and do the squeegee prance. Squeegee and squeeze it, Mario Luigi. Don't leave it, relieve it. Don't try and deceive it. Squeeze it, appease it. You know you really need it. I know you won't believe it, cause you can't really don't conceive it. Believe you got the feeling that herpes sores are healing, and the scabs are peeling. Really better find the million.